Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with the good news. It seems those looming strikes threatening New York theater have been averted. So now we can breathe a bit easier and focus on what's up and about, starting with a new and highly anticipated one called Bug, B-U-G, Bug. Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Tracy Letts, he's the man behind August Osage County, and Tony Award-winning director David Cromer, he's a man behind everything, they're behind the Broadway premiere of this show about an unexpected and intense romance between a lonely waitress, played by the great Carrie Coon, think of the Gilded Age, and a mysterious drifter. What begins as a simple connection between two broken people in a seedy Oklahoma motel room twists into something far more dangerous. How's this for a promo? When reality slips out of grasp, paranoia, delusion, and conspiracy take over in this sexy psychological thriller. Those words come from the New York Times, which warns, buckle up and brace yourself because Bug is obscenely exciting. All right. That one is produced in association with Chicago's famed Steppenwolf, and they usually do it right. And then there is one called Not Ready for Prime Time, by Eric Rodriguez and Charles Southers. This is a new play about the early years of that late-night sketch show known as Saturday Night Live. This one is now making its off-Broadway debut at MCC's Newman Mills Theater. The theater sports a sprawling set with stairs, a payphone for the many one-sided telephone calls, and two rotating pieces for the locations and sketch sets that the script demands. Wow. And a live band occupies a stage right mezzanine. Anyway, onto the steps appear actors portraying SNL creator Lorne Michaels, NBC executive Dick Ebersol, and the entire first season cast. That sounds like fun. Off-Broadway, Heather Christian's Oratorio for Living Things has been extended at the Signature Theater Complex once again. This immersive experience mixes classical, blues, gospel, jazz, and soul. And there's a one-woman show to mention, also off-Broadway, called The Lucky Ones by award-winning playwright Lea Romeo. I've seen her work. It's good. It's described as unflinchingly honest, a compassionate exploration of female friendship and emotional resilience. This one runs October 24th. It's up through November 9th at the Theater Lab, which is on West 36th. The Lucky Ones explores love, illness, and the unseen emotional labor women are expected to carry. And now, speaking of women who carry a lot on stage, Betsy Adam is one of Broadway's most admired performers. She was nominated for Prayers of the French Republic, and other things. She's currently one of the stars of Liberation. That's Bess Wahl's all-female piece, which has just transferred from off to on Broadway. Betsy Adam is a 67-year-old marvel. She's always working, and in this show, she even courageously disrobes, so to speak, when the group of friends tries to understand the feminist movement. They discuss what they like or not about their bodies. Well, Betsy Adam, who I interviewed this week, told me this scene is, in fact, the most comfortable one to perform. Now, speaking of another of my favorite performers, tickets are on sale for a new adaptation of Richard II starring Michael Urie. The production runs off-Broadway at Astor Place Theater from today, October 28th through November 30th. Michael Urie is a Drama Desk winner, most recently seen on stage as Mary's teacher in Oh, Mary! Exclamation point. Other credits include Once Upon a Mattress, Spamalot, Chicken and Biscuits, Grand Horizons, How to Succeed in Business, and so much more. And he's a regular on Shrinking on television. Anyway, Michael Urie is a gem. And here's the latest stage-to-film connection, sort of. The new Richard Linklater film, Blue Moon, is set almost completely in Sardis. We all know Sardis. And it deals with the legendary team of Rogers and Hart. It stars Ethan Hawke as Lorenz Hart, who died 8 months before their landmark musical, Oklahoma, reached Broadway in 1943. Again, the movie is Blue Moon, and I can't wait for that one. Now, here in Los Angeles, where my summer is coming to a close, I attended a very successful celebration of the Braid Theater, formerly called Jewish Women's Theater. 150 supporters showed up in a beautiful backyard to say thanks to Rhonda Spinak, who has run the Braid for more than a decade. This company began by storytelling in people's homes, like salons. Well, now they have their own theater, and their stories resonate with thousands. And thank goodness, as I often say, for small community theaters. I went to one here in L.A. I had not even heard of, a tiny space in Hollywood called the Broadwater. I saw a show called Paper Walls, written by Elliot Schoenman. He's a very successful TV writer. This one is also about Jewish history, I might add. It's very well done. It's moving, frankly, a show that I wish every student could see. It deals with World War II history and especially what that period did to families most affected by anti-Semitism. Finally, my death of the week, June Lockhart. Now, she's primarily known for Lassie and other shows on TV, but like so many others we discussed, she began on the stage. She even won a special Tony Award at one point for a lifetime achievement. Who knew? Anyway, I hope you'll get to a show in your community. And now that the Dodgers are moving on, yes, I stayed up to watch all 19 innings last night. I can leave at the end of this week, and I return back to New York City. So see you from the Big Apple at this time next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio. RobinHoodRadio.com.